It's now time to talk dog poo. If your dog files public, files in public anywhere in Derry or Strabane, you could be fined £1,000. Well, that's under the terms of a new dog control order, which the council wants to bring in. It's already placed in Strabane and it's awaiting ratification from the council so it can be brought in Londonderry as well. What do you think? Is £1,000 a bit steep for a bit of dog poo? Should other councils follow the example of Derry and slap a hefty fine on dog owners? Let's talk to Councillor Seanna Cusack, who sits on the council committee. Good morning to you, Councillor.
Good morning, Elaine. Hi.
How's this going to work?
Oh, well, first of all, I know it's not a very pleasant subject first thing in the morning, but it is a very emotive one. How it's going to work, first of all, just to put it into perspective, the Clean Neighbourhoods Act of 2011 allows the council now 5 separate orders to deal with, you know, issues of dogs in public areas. And this replaces the current provision under the Litter NI order. So the major difference is that a dog owner no longer has to be with or aware when their dog has fouled if they have failed to pick up after it.
But how will the dog be traced back to the owner then?
Well, this is the problem, and it's not an easy one. Before, it had to be witnessed by a dog warden, and the dog warden would then enforce the penalty on the owner. Now it can be anybody, a member of the public, can report with sufficient evidence to the council of what they have witnessed. Again, it's not going to be easy, but at least it's a step in the right direction. It's not an easy solution. It's a mindset that needs to be changed, but there's certain steps we have to take and investigate in order to make it a cleaner, better environment for everybody.
What do you consider to be sufficient evidence then?
Well, if they can recognise the dog, if they can describe the dog, if they can describe the owner, even better if they know the owner. Now, everybody knows that, and especially small towns and cities like Derry and Strabane, people know when their neighbours or people in the area are letting their dogs out to essentially self-toilet or go in the lanes in the streets. And this is particularly common, especially in built-up residential areas and more distressing around schools and that. I get a lot of calls about it, and here in Mark H. Durkin's constituency office, we get contacted daily. In fact, I'm just about to call another lady back about something that's occurring in a laneway next to hers, and she knows the owner. She knows when it happens, and unfortunately, you know, before now, there were limited steps as to what they could do about that because a warden actually had to, you know, physically witness the dog fouling.
It does, though, with respect, Councillor, sound sort of impossible to be able to ever pin it on someone. I mean, you could go to someone's door and they'll just say, well, that's not me, you've no evidence.
Well, you know, we've got all sorts of different modes and means of taking evidence now. I think everybody's got a mobile phone. You can take a photograph. No, it's not. There's ways and means. It's not that difficult. But again, sitting doing nothing is not an option either. You know, there's no excuses anymore. People can't say, oh, I didn't know. I didn't see the dog do it. I didn't have a bag with me. And this is essentially what this order is putting into place. And speaking to my colleagues in council in Strabane, they have had this and for a while, and they have noticed a significant decrease in this activity. And we're also asking now, as an additive, myself and my colleague Patsy Kelly from Strabane have asked council to look into the option of having wardens, you know, more wardens. We only have 5 for the whole city and district. Getting more wardens employed and actually asking them to consider working outside of the normal 9 to 5. We know that people that walk their dogs or let their dogs out do it first thing in the morning, early before, you know, there's people about, or late in the evening. And I say that could be another way of actually tackling this as well too.
Okay. Derry Councillor Seanna Cusack, thank you very much.